I want to bring the message this morning out of Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Paul writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." There was a time when the Apostle Paul was ashamed of the gospel. He was ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, he hated the Lord Jesus Christ. He went about doing all that he could do to stamp out that name. But God met him one day on the road to Damascus, and he made himself known to him, the Lord did. And he struck Paul down, and from that day forward, Paul was never the same. Paul became a flaming witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. He became an apostle. He became one of the chief apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul himself said that he was the chief of sinners, that the Lord came into the world to save sinners, of whom he was the chief. Now we have a gospel to preach. We have good news for sinners. I don't have good news for anyone else, but I do have good news for sinners. I have a sinner's gospel. There is salvation. There is forgiveness from sin. There is salvation from sin, from the power of sin, the guilt of sin, and someday the presence of sin. But we have a gospel to preach, and that's the title of the message, The Gospel We Preach. We know this, the gospel we preach is about a Savior who came from glory into this world. The gospel we preach is about Almighty God who became a man. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. God became a man. God became the Savior of sinners. As one of the old prophets wrote, he said, "God has become my salvation." My salvation in Jesus Christ is the salvation of God. So we have a gospel to preach, and our gospel says that a Savior came from glory, and that he became incarnate. And as God, as the God-man, he lived a life of perfection. The Lord Jesus Christ knew no sin. He never had a sinful thought. He never spoke a sinful word. He never had a sinful action. Everything he did to perfection. Everything he did in righteousness and true holiness. Because he's God, he can't sin. He's the living God. We have a gospel that says that he was crucified, that the Lord of glory came into this world, took upon him flesh. He became bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh, and went to the cross and was crucified. He was put to death in the flesh, as the scripture says. He was put to death in the flesh. And he was put to death in the flesh, not for anything he did. He was put to death in the flesh as a substitute. He was the substitute for a multitude of sinners that no man can number. He took their place. He took their hell. He took the penalty of their sins that the law had laid against them. He took it, and he satisfied justice is what he did. And then he was buried. He was buried in a grave. What does that mean? That means he really died. He really experienced death. For everyone for whom he died, he experienced the death they should die. They should have died. And then he was risen and ascended. He did not stay dead. Now listen, a dead Christ can't save anyone. It's the risen Lord who saves. Yes, he died. Yes, he was buried. But he's not in the grave. He's seated at God's right hand. He's risen again. How important is this? It's extremely important because his resurrection says that God has accepted him, that God has accepted his work, and God cannot accept anything short of perfection. The scripture says it must be perfect to be accepted. And everything about Jesus Christ, from his person to his work, is absolutely perfect, and that is the righteousness of the saints, his righteousness, his obedience. And the gospel we preach says that he's coming again. You know, the Old Testament says someone's coming. The Gospel says he has come. And the epistles say he's coming again. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. Now when? Only the Father knows. But he's coming again. The gospel we preach is for a particular people. It's for sinners. It is for the ungodly. Christ died for sinners. And he's going to save every sinner for whom he died. You know, Charles Spurgeon said, "A sinner is a sacred thing, for the Holy Spirit has made him such. It takes the Holy Spirit to make a man say, 'I'm guilty,' without excuses. It takes the Holy Spirit to quicken a man and give him an understanding of who God is and what he is by nature and his need of Jesus Christ and how the Lord Jesus Christ meets that need. So we have a gospel to preach, and it's for sinners. You find me a sinner, a real sinner, and I can say to that sinner, 'Christ died for you.' But you can't even find sinners in prison. Everyone in prison has an excuse for why they did what they did. You know, David said, 'Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that you may be justified when you judge me.' If you send me to hell, you're right. If God sends me to hell, he'd be a just God. I understand that. I know that. And I make no excuse for anything I've ever said, thought, or done. It's me. It's sin. It's what I am. That's why Paul said, 'Oh, wretched man that I am.' Paul did not say that and would not say that before God saved him. It was after God saved him, he said, 'Oh, wretched man that I am.' He knew that he said, that in my flesh dwells no good thing. There's nothing in my flesh. There's nothing in me naturally that's any good whatsoever. And when I speak of good, let me say it this way. When God speaks of good, it's on a completely different level than when we speak of good. When God speaks of good, God is speaking of perfection. It's like that young man who came to the Lord and he said, 'Good master.' And the Lord stopped him. And he said, 'Why are you calling me good? There's none good but God.' And what he's saying to that young man, if I am good, it is because I am God. If I'm not God, I'm not good. If all you see me as is just another good man, know this, there's none good, no, not one, except God. And the reason Jesus Christ is good is because he's God. So we have a gospel to preach, and it's to a particular people. It's for sinners, and it's only for sinners. No one else need apply. It is for sinners he came. It is for sinners he died. It is for sinners that he was risen again from the dead. It is for sinners he intercedes. He makes intercession for the transgressors. It is a sinner's only gospel. If you're not a sinner, I don't have any good news for you. I only have good news for sinners. And then the gospel we preach as a certainty. What I'm telling you, what the Bible gives us is true. It's true and it's truth. The gospel is real. The gospel is ordained of God. It is certain because it's ordained of God. It's of God. It is God who came up with the gospel. The gospel we preach is the only way to God. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." The gospel we preach is the only gospel that can save. There is no other way of salvation. There is no other Savior. Paul wrote to the Galatians, and he was so disappointed in them that they had turned to another gospel, which he said is not another. And in another place, he said, they'll come preaching another gospel and another Jesus. They will use his name, but they won't preach his person. They won't preach his work according to the word of God. But the gospel we preach, the gospel that is of God, it concerns the Lord Jesus Christ. It is for sinners. It is certain. It is real. It is sure. And it's the only gospel that saves. Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and men. There's no other gospel. There is no other way that has such a mediator. There's no other high priest. You know, if you come before God, there's two things you better have. You better have a high priest and you better have a sacrifice. You better have blood, because God cannot be approached apart from that. He made that very clear in the Old Testament. And we have that in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel we preach as a common salvation, as spoken of in Jude chapter 1, verse 3. It is common because it's the same all over the world. It reaches over class, race, color, nationalities. The gospel we preach out of the scriptures is the same all over the world. We don't have a gospel for the people in China and a gospel for the people in Africa and a gospel for the people in America. There's only one gospel. And that gospel concerns the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Because people all over the world are the same. They are lost. They are dead in trespasses and sins. That explains the human race. Dead in trespasses and sins. We do not have a different one for this group or that group. There's only one gospel for all whom God will save. And then the gospel we preach is a gospel that delivers. It delivers from sin. It delivers from the guilt of sin. It delivers from the power of sin. As Paul wrote in Romans, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, you're under grace. But sin is not going to control you no more. Sin is not your master. Right now, everyone who is not in Christ, who does not believe on Christ, look to Christ, love Christ, they are under the power of sin. Sin rules their life. It's their master. Sin is their master. And then the gospel we preach delivers from the wrath to come. Everyone who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ is delivered from the wrath to come. Yes, wrath is coming. This whole world is under condemnation. It is just waiting on execution day. Now, people could laugh at this, make fun of us, but I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. God's wrath is going to fall on this world. But in Christ, everyone in Christ is delivered from the wrath to come, because he took their wrath, and it's over. And then the gospel we preach delivers from self. I tell you, my worst enemy is me. It's me. It's that indwelling sin. It's that sinful nature I was born with. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is able to deliver me from sin, from the wrath to come, and from the power of Satan, and from the power of my indwelling sin. If a sinner is to be saved, it will be by the gospel of Jesus Christ. It will be by Christ, not just a story. It will be by Christ himself, but he is the gospel. Jesus Christ is the gospel. It's not just a story about him. He is the good news. He is the salvation. Jesus Christ is my salvation. Salvation is not me and Christ working together, working this thing out. No. It's Jesus Christ saving me by his blood, his righteousness, his sacrifice, his intercession, his mediatorial work for me. He is my salvation. And the gospel we preach is the power of God to keep me saved. Can God keep me saved? Absolutely. But I tell you what, the scripture says we are kept by the power of God through faith. And Jesus Christ is the object of faith. We are kept by the power of God, looking unto Jesus Christ, and continually throughout our whole life on this earth, continually trusting him for our daily needs and for our needs when we stand before God. When I stand before God, I fully trust that Jesus Christ is all my righteousness. He's all my hope. He's all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I have in Jesus Christ all I need. Now, I say to you, get in the Word of God. Find out who Jesus Christ is. Seek the Lord and look to him. Trust him. Until next week, I pray the Lord will bless you.